Happy Tuesday. Today we are going to talk about value. What is value? Do you know what it is? How about you? Do you know? Well, guess what? If you stick around, you'll find out. Here's the intro.
This is the Find the Green podcast with your host, PGA Master Professional, Jason Rockhold.
That's right, everybody. Today we are going to be talking about value. Thank you for tuning in. It is a very, very important subject. I've talked about it in a lot of my lectures at my PGM classes and tried to offer this question out to them. The question is, what is value? And in the marketing sense, in a business sense, value is simply the benefit that customer gets, or perceived benefit that customer gets, minus the cost that it was. So if he has a positive experience and feels as though he got good value out of his cost that he spent, then that means that he had more benefit than it cost him. Now, likewise, if she went to the golf course and had a horrible time or didn't feel that the benefits were as much as the cost, then it would be a negative value. So what we are trying to do in the golf business, or any business for that matter, is we are trying to make sure that our customers that walk through that door are receiving more benefits than it cost them to be there. Now, I always ask, what is cost? For some people, the first thing that I hear is money. It cost me money to go do that. You're absolutely right. It costs you money to go and play around a golf. Most people will come up and they'll have to pay some sort of money to do that. But what else is the cost? The cost is time. Not only are they paying money to come out and do that activity, but they are also using their time. And if they don't feel that their time is being utilized to their benefit, then they are gonna feel as though it is costing them that time, which is much greater than the benefit that they receive. Now, the reason why I bring this up is when people get upset that they go out to the golf course on a Saturday or a Sunday and the round of golf goes from a 4-hour round, which they come in expecting, and then by the end of the round, they find out that it took 5 hours and 45 minutes to play that round of golf. The reason why they're mad has nothing to do with price, because the dollar amount didn't change, but that same round that they paid money for now cost them an additional hour and 45 minutes of their time, which all of a sudden becomes a cost, which is now being subtracted from the benefit. I bring this up at the beginning of the podcast because generally when I talk about value and I hear people talking about value, generally it's a monetary discussion. Basically, if we want to get more people to play golf, we're going to lower the cost of our round by a certain amount of dollars, and then that will increase the benefit versus cost, and then there'll be more value in that scenario. Well, there are other ways to increase that value. And like I just said, one of them is time. Instead of cutting $10 off of everybody's round, if you can hire an additional ranger from 8 o'clock to 1 o'clock to make sure that everybody that tees off in that time frame gets done in 4 hours or 4.5 hours or whatever, but make sure that that time that those people have allocated for that round of golf is all that is, because if it extends to that 5 hours, 5.5 hours, those are additional costs to that customer. And all of a sudden, the costs versus the benefits are starting to go the wrong way. So it's very important to make sure that the costs that are occurring to that customer are not going up throughout the day. If you can make sure that those costs stay about the same, the monetary price, then it can make it a lot easier for those benefits to start to outweigh the cost. But if those costs start to go up, then you really start to see an issue with trying to maintain value in that customer's eyes. Okay, so we've talked a little bit about value, what it means. Now, what can you do to increase the value at your golf course or business in general and allow that to be shown to those customers so that they feel that the benefits that you are going to offer in the upcoming year are going to start to get even further away from the cost? You're going to add value by what you decide to do. Are you going to offer certain days that you have certain structured times that if you come out and play golf, you're going to pay $55 and you will guarantee be done by a 4.5 hour time limit? Or are you going to offer a lunch for anybody that plays during the week so that their green fee now is accompanied with a meal? Or on one of your slow afternoons, could you add a basket of golf balls to get them to warm up before they come out and play? These are all little ideas that can add value without going straight to discounting. One of the biggest things that I fight with, and I talk to a lot of people about it, is what is the reason for discounting versus value add? The reason why I'm a big proponent of value add is because the amount of money that's coming in for that round stays the same. If you start discounting, you start taking revenue away. Now, when we talk about value, it's so important to understand that if you can show value in what that additional benefits that you're going to bring are, you can keep those costs at the same level. For example, if you have a $55 round and you want to give some added value for an area of time that tends to be a little bit slower, well, if you give a $10 basket of range balls, in that, now that customer feels as though they are getting $65 worth of benefits for $55. Now, in actuality, that basket of golf balls may cost you picking fees and all that stuff, maybe an extra dollar out of expenses when you're showing a $10 value to that customer. So now you've only paid a dollar for that customer to feel as though they've got an extra $10 of value. In discounting, you give that customer $10 off and they no longer pay $55, they pay $45 for that same round of golf. And they probably won't hit any golf balls on the range. So you end up losing $10 of revenue. Can you imagine doing that for 200 golfers that come through on a weekend? That's $2,000 of revenue that you're giving up simply because you did not want to add benefits. You wanted to take away costs. So in the same scenario, if you gave away that range bucket and it cost you a dollar worth of maintenance to go and pick them up, if you did that for all 200 people, it would cost you $200. However, most likely the person that's going out to pick the range balls is going to go out and pick them anyway, but you're getting that extra $2,000 in the till. So you've essentially made $1,800 more by doing a value add benefit as opposed to subtracting from cost. So it's very important to understand that using these value add situations to increase the amount of benefits are going to raise your top line revenue, and it's going to make sure that those costs stay somewhat the same, but the benefits go up in the eyes of the customer. Okay, so a quick summary of this. Value equals benefits minus costs, or perceived benefits to the customer minus costs. Benefits can be anything that the customer gets when they come to your facility or what they get after the facility, but what they perceive as a benefit that they get from this transaction. costs are not only monetary. This is the biggest thing I want to drive through. Costs are monetary, and the time that they use to come and utilize your service, play golf, take a lesson or whatever, the time that they use is one of their costs. So it's very important to be mindful of the time that you are using of theirs so that it can continue to be a positive benefit for them. Okay, so knowing this, I'm gonna give you 4 or 5 different ideas where you can focus on offering value through adding benefits as opposed to subtracting costs. Now, one of the things that I think you should focus on is find a slower time at your golf course and offer a range basket, and it can be any size that you want, but offer a range basket with the price of a round. When you do that, I want you to make sure that you say they are getting an $8 basket of range balls or a $6 basket of range balls with the price of their round so that the customer can do the math in their head. It's really important that the customer sees that dollar amount, because the benefit of that range basket is only going to help you outweigh the cost of playing. Number 2, offer a small meal after the round on the second Saturday of the month or the third Thursday of the month, but make sure that it's something that is a recurring instance so that it can start to pick up momentum. It's really important to stay consistent in what you do so that you can make sure that people that are interested in that deal or feel that the benefit to them now makes them want to make sure they're there. You need to make sure that consistency continues to bring those people out and allows them to tell other people that every second Saturday of the month, we can go out and get a free meal after our round. So let's go ahead and do that. Really important. There's the benefit, and it's going to offset the cost. All right, number 3, the merchandise blowout. Offer a sleeve of golf balls for one weekend during the month. Set it up with your rep of your golf balls that you want to do it with, and you'll get even a better discount. So what happens is you can say, everybody that comes out, you get a $12 sleeve of golf balls for playing golf on this certain weekend. Now for you, it'll probably only cost you $4, but the customer sees that value as $12. So now you're basically getting $8 back into the till that you wouldn't have had if you would have went straight discounting. Number 4, have a drawing for a putter or like a set of irons for a full weekend rate of golf. So if you have a certain month that you want to set this up, and everybody that comes out and plays golf on Saturday and Sunday that month are registered for the drawing for the putter or the irons, as long as they pay the full weekend rate. So you're giving them added value, the chance to win a set of irons or a putter, and you are not discounting anything for that to happen. Now, if you want to offer multiple things, or instead of a set of irons, offer 3 or 4 different clubs or some different wedges or 6 putters or whatever, that can increase the chances of receiving that benefit, and the cost to you will be pretty similar. Now, number 5, this is the one that's going to scare everybody, because this one is time-based and it's really going to require you as a manager to stay on top of the speed that's going on out on the golf course. And this one I call the 4.5-hour push. And it is promising a group of people that want to come out and play on a Saturday or Sunday morning that between 8 o'clock and 1 o'clock, or, you know, from the start of the day until 1 o'clock in the afternoon, every round of golf will be played at 4.5 hours per round. Now, in order to make this happen, if a group falls behind, they have to pick up their ball and get to where they need to be, regardless of whether they finish the hole or not. So it is really important that you stress that the people that are playing in this time frame are out there to get it done in 4.5 hours, regardless of what's going on. So steer anybody that is a beginner to golf, anybody that's a slow player, push them to a different time to allow those speed bumps to kind of stay away from that speed zone area. Basically, it's almost like the speed pass, if you will. People getting that opportunity to play in that really quick time, that allows that rate to stay about the same. You don't have to discount now because people are not frustrated about the amount of time that they're spending out there. They're able to get out there, play their round, get back to the house and get whatever they need to get done at the house because they were able to play so quickly on the course. It is so important to understand that cost is not just monetary. I want you to really soak that in because the more you understand that cost is not only monetary, it's the amount of time that they're utilizing while they're out there. And when that time goes beyond what they expect, that's a cost that continues to raise. So really important to understand that and really be mindful of it and be appreciative of it. If you go a little bit long on a round of golf and they're frustrated because of the amount of time it took, understand that you just made them pay an extra hour of their time to be out on the golf course taking up that time. Now, don't get me wrong. There are a lot of people that come out thinking that they're going to play by themselves. They're going to grab their own cart. They're going to drive around the golf course in 2.5 hours and they're going to go wherever they want. That is outside of what you are offering as a facility. You are offering the amount of holes, 9 or 18, in a set amount of time. Now, if they are able to play in less than that time, then they were able to minimize their time cost, which means that their overall cost was less. And versus the benefit, you have a really good chance that the value was a positive value. Okay, so those are the five that I want you to think about. Hit me up on any of my social medias. Send me an email at jrockhold@pga.com. And I'd really want to know which ones that you are going to try to put into your golf course's schedule this year. If you're going to try to do one of them, if you're going to try to do five of them, or if you have some of your own, please let me know what those are. I'd love to kind of share those with everybody that's out there and help us all, like I said, raise the waterline. Have a great week, have a great holiday, and we'll talk to you next Tuesday. See ya.
Thanks for listening to this week's Find the Green podcast with PGA Master Professional Jason Rockhold. Hit subscribe now to get the latest Find the Green podcast with new episodes uploaded every week. Email your questions and comments to jrockhold@pga.com or reach out on your favorite social media, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, all at Find the Green.